Hello, this is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 2048, recorded on Thursday, the 21st of February, 2019. Hello, I'm Paddy Watkins, and I'm joined by
Ian Robertson.
Today, we have the usual batch of news items about the city for you, and some letters to the evening news, and also a feature examining what has happened to all the old bank buildings in the city. After this weekly edition, you will have the current Let's Talk magazine.
First of all, many thanks to those who returned the listeners' survey forms. We would especially like to thank those who added notes to say how much they enjoy Chatterbox. We've noted that many of you said you like receiving Chatterbox on USB sticks, and we definitely have no plans to change this. We'll give a few more details of the current results of the survey in part two. Forms are still coming in, so the final results will change. Now let's turn to some news items. Planning and business news affecting the city and county seem to dominate the news this week, but also that perennial topic of conversation, the weather. However, to start with, we have a furore over what appears to have been a poor quality festival at Norfolk Showground over the last weekend, which has raised tempers everywhere. Hundreds demand refunds after the event. The organiser of a gaming festival which descended into chaos said he wants to bring the event back next year. Hundreds of people demanded refunds and branded the Fortnite live event at the Norfolk Showground in Cossey over last weekend a shambles. Children were left in tears, and many parents said they bought tickets for Christmas and birthday presents and the event had been rubbish. They complained of long queues and poor activities. Lucy Walters, who was with her son Harvey, aged 11, said, "We queued and queued and queued for nothing. We bought wristbands, but there was nothing there." Sean Lord, of organisers Exciting Events, said he had had made improvements and branded criticism as harsh. "There are a lot of people here and they are extremely happy," he said.
Angry families have hit out at a planning chairman for backing a £9 million hospital revamp they fear could trigger subsidence under their homes. Seconds after, he said he would not want to live in their street. Norfolk Community Health and Care, NHS Trust, wants to knock down existing buildings to make way for a new hospital at its Norwich Community Hospital site in Beauthorpe Road. But people living in nearby Merton Road and Holly Drive fear the work, particularly on the current car park near their homes, could cause subsidence and water contamination. The principle of the revamp was agreed by Norwich City Council's planning committee, including Chairman Keith Driver, who said just before the vote, "I wouldn't want tunnels under my house. I wouldn't want to live in Merton Road."
The gender pay gaps at some of the county's largest firms are being revealed. Companies from Aviva to Anglian Water have started logging their pay data to the Government Equalities Office ahead of the deadline next month. However, unlike many national firms, Norfolk's major employers have made a marked reduction in their pay gap, with 60% so far reporting a reduction in the difference. On top of this, 70% of the companies sit below the UK's average pay difference of 8.35%. These figures have been collecting using the median pay gap, which measures the difference in pay between the middle-ranking woman and the middle-ranking man, as opposed to the average, which may weight the data in one extreme. Kettle Foods is one of the companies which has massively reduced its median pay difference, as well as staying well below the national average. The Norwich-based business has axed the median pay difference from the 5.2% reported last year to 1.56% in 2018. When Kettle Chips was first launched back in 1982, the ethos was fundamentally about quality potatoes sourced in the least harmful way to the environment. Today, nothing has changed. The Kettle Food staff is made up of 70% male and 30% female. The executive team is balanced with 3 men and 3 women.
Castle Mull is not dying, it's evolving. That is the defiant message from the Norwich Shopping Centre's boss, Robert Bradley, as new leisure-based tenants prepare to move into the site. A bowling alley and gym will open in the Mall this summer, and it's rumoured a rock-climbing facility will follow. Some retailers have left the Mall in recent months and years, but Mr. Bradley believes the site has a bright future and the changes simply represent how the High Street is evolving. I think the perception of Castle Mall has perhaps been negative, but we have been moving towards where we are now for as long as 18 months, he said. So behind the scenes, we've been itching to tell people what is happening, but we've not been able to. That's been very frustrating. When you hear people saying, oh, this is shut, that's shut, you can't correct that person and say, actually, wait 6 months and this will happen. With the bowling alley and the gym opening very soon, we can now, finally, start telling people the good news. Mr. Bradley is aiming to change the direction of the Castle Mall to ensure it offers a full-day experiences rather than just retail. Therefore, there's a significant opportunity at Castle Mall, through this new strategic direction, to be highly successful. Super Bowl is investing £2 million into their new Castle Mall site, which will include 12 lanes, an obstacle course, a Sega arcade zone, and creating 35 jobs. Pure Gym have also announced a £1.5 million investment with 18 new jobs. Mr. Bradley added, "These are challenging times, but we believe we are future-proofing the centre with new tenants and a new direction. It really is exciting."
January 2019 was very much a month of two halves for the weather. The initial 16 days being generally mild, with only a single air frost. But from January the 17th, the weather turned notably colder, with few nights escaping frost, bringing to a halt some signs of premature spring growth. The first snow of winter fell on the same day, and a further fall on January the 30th gave our region a thin covering of snow. It was a decidedly dry month, the rainfall total of 37.7 millimetres being only 65% of the long-term average. Locally, it was the driest January since 2006. Winds from a northerly quarter blew on 14 days. The monthly mean temperature of 3.8 degrees centigrade was close to normal. Recent research, published in the Quarterly Science Review, states that the arrival of Europeans in the New World in the late 15th century and early 16th century, which caused genocide in peoples in America, was a significant factor in the cause of the Little Ice Age in the 17th century and later. The evidence to support this quite extraordinary assertion is that due to the massive reduction in the indigenous population from about 60 million to 6 million, less land will be cultivated, amounting to an area about the size of France, reverting to native jungle, forest or savanna. If the assertions made in the study were correct, the huge swathes of cultivated land in today's world would have altered the composition of the atmosphere to a degree far exceeding any change to date to the burning of fossil fuels.